This is Mike Zuzulo at Global Commodity Analytics with your end of the week market update. Let's take a brief look at Friday's trade. Corn leader to the downside, almost 3% lower on the day. Question would be raised, was it the weather that busted the market? After all, we did see some pop-up showers. We are seeing the bending of the ridge coming into play in the Corn Belt. Many in the trade think that the break in the corn market on Friday was a result of the weather. I would probably differ in that mindset. I continue to feel as though the weather takes a backseat to the overall commodity mindset led by the wheat market. What happened on Friday? Well, I think it was spreading and cereal option expiration. We noted that the September corn is going to close right around 380 a bushel. That's right on the 200-day moving average for September, as well as a key strike price in those cereal options. Also, we saw the November bean-December corn ratio hit fresh highs, now trading back up premium in the November beans to March levels. Also, we saw some unwinding of spread trading in the spring wheat against the hard red and soft red wheat. I was disappointed with the mid-session and on forward into the close trade on Friday. Wheat did not hold up. It went below $5 in the soft red wheat. This added to the losses in the corn. Some weather, yes, but I don't think it was the main driver. And this kind of segues well into the end of the week trade. We have very little weather premium, in my opinion, in the corn market at this point. In fact, if you go back to June 30th and look at where December corn closed, we closed at 392. We essentially have about 2 cents of premium in this market as we get into the last week of July. And keep in mind, crop conditions this past Monday coming in at 64% for the United States. That compares with 67% back on June 30th and compares with 76% a year ago. States like Illinois are the same as they were back in June 30th. Indiana up maybe a point. Iowa actually down 8 points versus where we were in good to excellent corn conditions in June 30th. So when I look at the market in that respect of where we're at now versus the acreage and stocks report, we do not have, in my opinion, a weather premium in the market given the last 20, 22 days worth of hot, dry weather in most of the Western Corn Belt. I think probably the other thing that maybe as we finish up this week and something to watch for is Monday's crop conditions report. That's could be quite a price mover, in my opinion, especially if the weather turns back off hot and dry and the Chicago trade has more of a reason to believe that the weather is the main driver here. So be watching for that in the Sunday night and Monday trade. I will throw out one other thing that I think is pertinent to this market in the past week. We had two big statements, one from the Bank of Japan, one from the European Central Bank, both of them reinforcing and adding to the ideas that there's reduced inflation in these markets, even though the global economy is healing. And the expectation, I think, therefore, by the funds and the investors is not very good when it comes to the commodity sector and the commodity sector being an investment area where you'd want to invest. Market is waiting for demand pull inflation, in my view, and helping to draw down the excess supplies. To give you some quick figures as we go off here at the end of the week, Goldman Sachs Commodity Index first half of the year was down 10%. Goldman Sachs, the bank, had its worst quarter ever for commodities. Many CTAs, as measured by a big index tracker, was down 3.5% January to June. That was the worst first half of a calendar year since 2011 for many CTAs, commodity trading advisors, and hedge funds. A lot of this led by the energy, and a lot of this obviously being picked up and transmitted in the wheat market. This is Mike Zuzulo. Please remember there is substantial risk of loss in trading futures and options. The impact of cycles or current events on prices may be already factored into the market.